Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band spun the music industry on its heels. When the album came out, the public devoured it, the critics raved, and other musicians stopped in their tracks, recognizing that the game had changed forever. When you break it down into its individual songs, there's the usual mix of masterpieces, gems, and lesser songs, within the context of still being the Beatles, which means even the lesser songs impress. But there's something that happened when the Beatles, the time period, the studio, and the people who worked on the album came together. Much like the Lennon-McCartney songwriting team and the Lennon-McCartney-Harrison star combination, there was alchemy at play, and the result woke up the music industry to the fact that new creative frontiers were possible and could still be commercial as hell. Love it or not, the album was groundbreaking. Let's take a closer look at the elements that brought it all together, starting with the studio. By the mid-60s, the Beatles, who'd initially been turned down by every record label in town, ruled over Abbey Road Studios. They couldn't control things like the drab decor or the painfully rough toilet paper. Okay, they did eventually get that changed after much protest, but they could put the studio and its staff on hold and wander in and out as they pleased. They'd set session times for 7 p.m. but show up hours later. They'd have nothing scheduled but suddenly call everyone up and tell them to come in. They'd use whatever instruments were around, fight for the padlock to be taken off the fridge so they'd still have access to it in the wee hours of the morning, and record whenever the inspiration struck, working on individual songs, tracks, or even simple riffs for as long as it took to get the sound just right.